The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today. And I am thrilled to be joined by the author of what looks like a fascinating book called The Brain Change Program, 6 Steps to Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. His name is Dr. Alan Weisenbacher. Alan, how you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, congrats on the book. It looks great. Let's just talk about it. What prompted you in the big picture to write this book in the first place?
It was inspired by my experience working as a chaplain at the Denver Rescue Mission. I worked with homeless addicts for many years, helping them in recovery. And these people had damaged brains. They were coming to a Christian program. And the sad truth is these programs have a pretty high failure rate. Across the board. And I really wanted to know, how can we do better? And so it inspired me to look into how God designed the brain to learn and grow. And by learning from that, how can we do better?
That's fascinating. I'm wondering, as you dug into this topic of brain science, it's not something many of us think about, right? Like So were you just constantly amazed? What was this kind of process and this journey like for you?
There was a lot to discover.
Yeah.
And as I would learn and research more into the brain science, things would come up and I'd see all kinds of applications, not just for addicts, but anyone that's looking to change existing patterns that they have in their brain that they'd rather not have.
You describe in the book 2 approaches to change, right? That are found in the Bible. You call it the Paul program and the Jacob program. I'm fascinated by that. Tell us about the Paul program and the Jacob program as approaches to personal change.
Well, the Paul program is the one that everyone wants. You want to be zapped into instant holiness. Fall off a donkey and everything's fixed.
Yes.
That's the microwave approach. But it does happen. It's occasion. But it's rare. Then there's the Jacob program. That's the program everyone else is on. That's the crock pot, the slow daily discipline of change. Jacob took many years working for someone just as manipulative as he was before his character changed, as symbolized by then the wrestling with the angel. But it took a long time.
Yeah.
But I remind my clients, who would you rather have as a mentor? Someone that was zapped to instant holiness, or someone that fought the long fight and won?
Oh, that's good. That's good. So let's dig into the brain a little bit. You talk about how the brain creates new neurons, where they go, how they influence our thinking or behavior. Can you just talk about that a little bit and kind of on a big picture? Are we actually able to change our responses over time?
Back in the 1970s, people thought the brain was a machine. Didn't change.
Okay.
That's false. The brain is always creating new neurons. Existing nerve pathways are strengthening or weakening depending on how we use them. And that's lifelong, no matter how old you are.
It's something I love that you came out of a practical kind of ministry experience that spurred this on. I'd love to hear more about that. What was that experience like? I'm sure it was a little depressing at times because you're like, change isn't happening. This isn't successful. Tell us more about that story.
I'd be dealing with these clients with addictions and they had these, and I talked about nerve pathways being strong or weak, they have really strong pathways in the brain for addiction. And that's the path the brain wanted to take whenever life would throw them a curveball, because that's the fastest, widest lane in your brain. And so for our clients, we had to continually tell them, you have to switch to this small little path on the side of sobriety and different ways of thinking. You might have to do that 60 times a minute when you start.
Wow.
But every time you do that, you take one brain off that high, one brick off that highway and put it on the path.
Huh. That's fascinating.
The more you do that, the more you weaken the highway and the more you strengthen this path until they become swapped.
Yeah.
The good path is now the highway, but it takes a whole lot of work but it gets easier.
Yeah.
The more you do it, the more bricks you move.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Is that the same case? So addiction obviously is a huge deal. Yeah. But when we as Christians talk about temptation and sin, same kind of concept, would you teach it the same way?
Same kind of concept.
Hmm.
If whatever stronghold someone is dealing with, that is a wide path in your brain, whether it's anger, anxiety, any type of sin that you could be dealing with, the things you do that you don't want to do, it's in your brain biology because it's been created that way. You've made a large highway in your brain. And so for anyone, you must do the change to switch to a different path. And the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fascinating. Let's talk about prayer, because a lot of people have grown up with the, if you struggle, just pray about it. Obviously you believe in prayer, but that could probably also be not helpful. So how does prayer fit into all of this?
To back up one step, I tell people willpower doesn't work. If you're telling yourself, must not drink alcohol, what are you thinking about? The alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's making that alcohol highway bigger. And that goes for prayer too. If I'm praying, God, don't let me use alcohol, I'm still thinking about the alcohol. And it's making it harder on my brain because I'm still strengthening that highway.
Fascinating. Sure.
And so I tell people, just change the way you pray. Instead of praying toward the problem, pray toward the solution. So instead pray, God, help me be sober. Help me be at peace. And ideally, that's then strengthening that area of the brain instead.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the solution.
Okay. Okay. What about when we hit plateaus in our progress, when it feels like, hey, we were, whether it be sobriety or whether it be a sin we're trying to overcome, feels like I was making good strength, but now I've kind of hit this plateau and it's hard to bust through that. What do we do in those situations?
We've discovered in people recovering from brain injury, that's how the brain works. You have periods of strong growth and then plateau. And you need the plateaus to consolidate in your brain the gains that have been made in the previous big leap of growth. The brain has to take a moment, get everything settled, make everything permanent, and then you're ready for the next growth.
Yeah, yeah.
Provided you keep doing what you need to do.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Alan, this is fascinating. Hopefully people will go out there and get the book, The Brain Change Program. Where can people find the book? Where can they connect with you? Maybe see more of your research or more of your writings. Where can people do that?
You can get the book on Amazon, Brain Change Program. Also, I have a website, brainchangeprogram.com. They can go there. They can connect with me on that website. There's links and more information.
Awesome. Again, the name of the book is The Brain Change Program, 6 Steps to Renew Your Mind and Transform Your Life. The author is Dr. Alan Weisenbacher. Alan, great to meet you. Congrats on the book. It looks fascinating. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Common Good. AM 1160, hope for your life.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.